Good morning to all of you today. We're glad that you're here at Grace Bible Church. In our call to worship, we are working our way through Ephesians chapter 4, considering the biblical truths related to walking worthy of the vocation where God has called us. And there are several things that we have touched on in this particular chapter, and we've made our way down now to verse 29, where it says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." You know, each one of us is a minister. We may not be the prime minister of a nation or a country or so forth like that, but we are ministers. And the Bible says we have a ministry of reconciliation. We also have a ministry of grace. We are to minister grace. And how do we do that? We do that with this right here: how we communicate. Now, you can communicate in more ways than just your mouth, obviously. You can communicate gifts with your hands. There are many things that you can do. But specifically, the Apostle Paul is telling the Ephesian believers there that let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the edifying of others. You know, we have a responsibility for what we say. Today, with the narratives are out there, if you don't believe what somebody says, you're racist and all these other things. But you know, words do carry weight. Words are important. And as a believer in Jesus Christ, I am to minister grace through my conversation. That I'm careful that I don't say things that are wrong. That I don't communicate something that would be considered filthy or vile, because that's not ministering grace. Ministering grace is ministering that which God gives, because God is the giver of grace. We're totally undeserving of it, but God ministers grace to us, and we're to take that same grace and we're to minister it to others. We are simply a channel by which the grace of God flows to others here upon this earth. And so I want to encourage you, as you walk worthy of the Lord, to remember that what you say is what you are. And be careful about what you say. Because if what you say is what you are, then you may be communicating things that indicate that you've got a corrupt heart. And may God help us not to be that way, but rather to minister grace to others.